Welcome to Zanzana Livestream Metal Interview. Tonight, I have the pleasure to have with me Greg Elthefirlu. Hi, Greg.
Hello there. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having accepted this interview. So the actuality of Scar of the Sun is this one. This new album, Inertia, on May 14th. Yeah,
exactly.
It's yeah. So, great expectation for the band.
Yeah, we are very proud of this album. We really can't wait to share it with all of you. We're very proud from the music to the artwork to the collaboration with Napalm Records, so everything is on our favor and on our side, and we really can't wait to share it with all of you.
Yeah. So Panos Sato is here. She said, "Greg, okay, hi, Panos." Every one of you can ask your question to Greg if you want. So Greg, this album for you is very important because. It's the first album with a great label, you know, with Napalm mm-hmm. Records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a new step.
Exactly. It's a new step. And we're very, I won't say lucky, but it's very fortunate that we are going to release specifically this album with Napalm Records, because as I told you before, we're very proud of it. And maybe it's the best album to start the collaboration with Napalm Records. We really like it, and it's a huge step for us. We were, looking to collaborate with labels and have a team around us that could really help the band to grow and to make the step further, you know. And I think now we have that.
Yeah, there's something very special with Greek bands. I heard that there's only 9 bands from Greece that are signed with major labels, you know, only 9.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because there are a lot of Greek bands. And regarding given the population of the country, and given that the tradition of our musical tradition isn't really into metal. You know that you have that in Tunisia, I guess.
Syrtakis, Zorba, the Greek.
yeah, that's closer to what most people listen to. So metal is not that much into our tradition. But given that fact, we have many good metal and rock bands. But it's hard. You know, one time to make it and to sign a record deal with a major label, then maybe for us Greeks it's a little bit harder. But it takes a lot of sacrifice, and it takes a lot of focus, and it takes a lot of effort to be able to work with those labels. And for the last years. Some years we do a great effort, and we've sacrificed a lot of things for the band, and hopefully this ended up well, or this is going well for the band. And
what made the record company Napalm liked in Scar of the Sun a new album to sign with you?
Well, I think that it's a combination of the music that we have in this album. I believe it's the most mature album that we've done so far. And I know it sounds cliché, but I really mean that. It sounds like a solid work. It's not like a collection of songs that we've composed and we've put it into one album. From the start, from the beginning to the end, I believe that it's a solid piece of art. So this is, I guess this is one thing. And the other thing is what we hope that catches the eye of the audience, which is those very characteristic and strong aesthetics that we have visually, from the artwork to the video that we just saw. to how we present ourselves on stage. You know, it's a combination of those things that give a character to the band, and maybe that's that character they found it appealing.
Yeah. So the artwork here it is of the album Inertia. It's very good.
I have that here as well.
Yeah. And yeah. It's you recorded this album in 2 years ago in 2019, and I know that you gave a big contribution to this album, because I think you signed 9 of the pieces of the music that it's in this new album.
Yeah, actually, it happened that I composed the most of the songs except Inertia, the one that we just listened. We are actually 3 songwriters in the band. It's me, Alexi, the other guitar player, and Terry, our singer. Mainly it's us 3 that we compose music for Scar of the Sun. This time it happened that I was more influenced, or I composed most of its music. It came a little bit effortlessly. It was a nice thing. And I've put some of the most strong melodies that I've ever composed in my life in this album. I'm really happy about that. And I'm really happy that it's in a physical form now. And hopefully it will be for all of you.
Yeah. So Alexander is here. Hi, Alexander. Thanos Papas drums.
That's our drummer, by the way. This is our drummer watching the interview.
Hi, Thanos. Thank you for being here. DJ Guirgos, hi. And Iman Hafian is here. Hi, Iman. What inspired you in this album? Where does the flood came from?
Okay, musically, I get inspired by many different things. It could be something that I will hear and it will get my attention, and I say, okay, what if I try an idea similar to this, but add this or change this? So musically, I've got inspired by other songs or by other songwriting techniques, or trying different things. So musically, it's up to this. The interesting thing is that when I start writing a song, most of the times I finish it the same night. So I'm really into it, focused on this, it could be a song, it could be, as I told you, a technique, it could be anything. I'm not really inspired lyrically, if we can say, because the lyrics and everything that's composed lyric wise is Terry's job. It's Terry's work. So he's mostly inspired by social events, how society is at the moment, the whole economical crisis, and many other social related topics. But musically, it's just music that inspires me, and that's how it goes.
Yeah, and what was the in French, le fil conducteur? You know, the thing that links every of the songs of the album when you compose them.
Yeah, I think the coherency that I told you before, the solidness of the word, I believe comes from the fact that I composed the songs quite near, in time. And the other thing is that when you have one songwriter, you have one mind to make the songs. So that might create that a coherency, that solidness of the thing, which sometimes it's good, sometimes you need a new mind to come in and bring new ideas. But I would say that this album, every track in this album is guitar oriented. It guitar is really in front, like many guitar ideas, almost all of the ideas are guitar oriented. So I would say that it's a combination of punchy guitar riffs with a strong sense of melody in it, big choruses so people can sing them, ambient elements that I'm into ambient music a lot, so I've put it ambient parts here and there, and some progressive techniques and some progressive playing and all this. But all of this combined, along with Terry's vocals, which for the first time I think they're that brutal and that melodic at the same time, I believe Terry really did a step up for his vocal work. And all of this combined is what we're releasing May 14th. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw some of the Terry's interviews, and the other interviewers say that, and even Terry say that the atmosphere is between metalcore, Swedish death metal, and djent. But the fact is that when you go to see your YouTube channel, we see that you're very interested in not only in metal, in all other musical techniques and all musical genre, even autonal, it's very interesting, the fact that one of the video on your YouTube channel that you uploaded five days ago about, something that was composed 200 years or 300 years before, and now, you made it musically. It's interesting that you spoke about prog, because maybe there was something you could go to make Scar of the Sun go more to prog than to something very rough. What was it? The other band members that told you, "Hey, Greg, stop here. This is how we want your songs to be."
Yeah, I see. I see what you mean. Well, first of all, music is what I do, 24/7, almost my whole life and my whole day. I believe that if you really love something, you want to meet it from different perspectives. I love music. I play metal music and I write metal music, but I write music for films. I write music for theater, for the theater. I've met music from different perspectives, and all of this are what I am as a musician. But from my very, very early stages of my life, I was listening to rock and metal music, so that never went away from me. But I believe that if you dig inside music, you'll see that there are key elements in music that they're similar and they're common in many different genres. For example, if we want to talk more in depth, harmony in metal music, at least in metal music that we do, is very close to the harmony in popular music, in popular songs, the harmony itself. So you get that harmony and you put punchy drums, you put distorted guitars, and you make that a metal song. What I want to say is that if you know, the techniques, and if you know how to compose melodies and chords and all this stuff, you can translate these things into a metal context. And actually, Scar of the Sun, for me at least, writing this album was that shelter for me, because apart from Scar of the Sun, I don't play music that extreme, in that extreme way. So Scar of the Sun actually is a shelter for me to take all this musical material that I do have and put it in the more metal, in a more extreme context. And that's why I enjoy that, because this is the only place that I can do it.
Yeah. And you composed this album, and the four other band members choose the songs of the album. Were you focused about Scare of the Sun needs to have jump to a new step so that this music can be produced and the band can be signed by a major label, or the signing with the Napalm came when you composed, when you recorded, you didn't think about signing with a new label. You were do it for yourself, and after the bonus was the signing with Napalm.
Yeah, I see. Well, in every album, we have a general idea about what we want to do roughly. So before Inertia, we were thinking that we might need to go a little bit heavier. You might need to be a little bit more direct, you know, maybe have less diversity, because if you compare this album to our very first one, you might see that there are less elements. So we wanted to have a more direct album, a more heavy album, if you want. So that there is always a general idea, but you know, ideas and you know, the theory and the practice is a very different thing. When we started composing the album, I had this idea in mind that we need to do something heavier, something more direct, and all this. And it came out this way. But to be honest with you, when you compose music, you can't really assume what a record label would like. You know, so at least personally, I focused on, do I like what I composed? Do I like these tracks? Do I believe in those tracks? Will I be proud if these tracks are going to be released somewhere? So if the answer is yes, you and all the other, you know, and all the band agrees and we're on the same page, then that's our songs. We don't really think, you know, what this label would like in order to sign a record label. We just do and compose what we think it's best for the band, and I think the rest will come.
Yeah. So to everyone who's watching with us, if you want, you can just subscribe, so you can see other interviews in the next weeks, and even you can ask questions to Greg. Greg, you know, Greece, it's a piece of this land of the sun. You know, it's a land with it's joy, happy life. You know, okay. There is something, the economy the last years wasn't very easy life. But the question is, you know, the band that of Greece that are very well known are Rotting Christ, Septic Flesh, Necromantia. How is it that the metal in Greece is so heavy, it's so hard, it's so violent,
so dark, right? Well, I live in Greece, and I have to admit that I don't like sun, and actually I hate the sun, to be honest. But in order to it's too hot. I mean, you live in Tunisia, you know what hot means. Yeah. Like it's 40 Celsius for like 2 months. That's unbearable, you know. You know, you get inspired by the environment that you live in, right? I believe that there are two ways of absorbing the environment that you're living in. Either feeling fine with it and say, it's a beautiful day and I'm going out for a walk and I'm going to enjoy the sun and all this, or your mood or your psychological moment might be totally different, and you might find a beauty in the contrast that, you know, there's something very bright outside, but you want to make something darker. And there is beauty in this contrast. that I find myself as well. And traditional music, for example, a big part of it is joyful. You know, it's like, let's go dance and all this. So I think you either go with it, you go for the bright mood, you go for the bright moment, or you find beauty in the contrast between what's going on around me and what I want to create. Maybe that's how I interpret it now.
Yeah, I was always thinking that the absence of the sun made the Norwegian make black metal. But much sun make... death metal.
There's a thing as well that it's the globalization plays an important part in what music we do and how culturally we have connections with one another. So, for example, if we didn't know about Scandinavian metal or if we didn't know about metal at all, music would be different. I mean that apart from the environment that we live in, there is that cultural exchange through the internet and through globalization that we take ideas and we take sounds from one another, and everyone inspires and influences the other. So that plays a part as well.
Yeah, look this. You don't like the sound, and I find that now you're fired.
Okay. I don't know who he is, but he was supposed to do another interview right now. Why isn't he working? Why aren't you working for the band?
Okay, maybe it's stereo.
The only son I like is Scar of the Sun. That's what you should keep.
Okay. Greg, are you going to grow a handlebar mustache next?
The handlebar is like this, right? Yeah. No, because I have some gaps here and I can't grow it like this. So, no. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, I won't do it.
Okay, tell me, composing, you compose, why? How do you compose? Only by guitar or you play keyboards or?
I play some other instruments apart from guitar. I play the piano as well and I play a little bit of viola. But Scar of the Sun's music, because it's metal and it's more guitar oriented, I start my ideas on guitar. And then I imagine the rest of the things and I program them. And when I have the song, we go to the studio, Zero Gravity Studios in Athens, which is Terry's, our singer studios, and we rehearse and we change a little bit of things. But the starting point is guitar. Most of the time is guitar, like 95%. Sometimes I use the piano if I want to create, some more nasty melodies. But mostly guitar.
I can say connect with markers regarding of mustache.
Yeah. I will. be sure.
And I finished. Okay.
Okay. Then you can watch the interview. You are allowed to.
You have the link. You have the link. If you want to join, welcome.
That's right. Yeah.
So. The question is, do you play 6 or 7 chords guitar?
Yeah, right now with Scar of the Sun, we use 7 strings guitar.
7 strings, yeah.
Yeah, but I do play 7 strings and 6 strings. I'm thinking of changing to 6 strings again, to be honest. I will think of it a little bit more and I will decide. But Inertia was recorded and composed with a 7 string guitar.
Yeah, but what difference does it make? I never played with the 7 string guitars because I'm used to play with the 6 strings a long time ago. But what is the difference? What give more?
Yeah, actually, you have one more string on the low section of the guitar. So the sound is lower and that can be with the distortion heavier. That's why we use the 7 string guitar. All the other strings are just like the 6th string guitar. So it's like a 6 string guitar with one lower string. So you can play heavier stuff, and have that possibility. To be honest, I grew up playing the six-string guitar, so I feel a little bit more comfortable playing the six-string guitar and not the seven-string guitar. But, you know, it takes time. If you practice that, it's all fine. We play the shows in seven-string guitars. Everything's okay.
Yeah, let's speak about guitar. How do you choose your guitars?
How do I choose? I don't know. Given the years that I play guitar, I don't have many instruments. But so the first one was like what my father bought me. I have in mind the sound that I want to produce. And given that, I choose the instruments that would serve the sound that I wanted to play. It's not that much for me that the guitar should be red or that color or anything. Of course I have to like it, but most importantly for me it's the sound that the guitar produces and if it serves my artistic purpose.
Yeah. So I'm driving home and enjoy you guys. Thank you, Guy. And about the amplification, how you are more Fender, Marshall, Roland. What is your sound?
Well, yeah. Actually, when we play live, we use Fractal Audio Zax FX, which is actually an amp, simulation system. If you want, it's super good. I mean, you almost can't tell the difference between that and a great tube amplifier. So we're using that, and we've used that in recording the album along with some tube amps. So I would say this Fractal Audio Zax FX. But if I would like to choose one tube amplifier for playing metal, I would choose PV 5150. Which has a sound that I really like.
Yeah, what do you like in this sound?
For some reason, it's not that distorted. It's a more shy amplifier, and it's more, the sound is more round. How can I say that? It's not that attack, you know. And that gives me space for me to hit the strings a little bit harder because I like to do it. So you do that and the sound still remains clean and clear and all that thing. So I think that's why I like it.
And how did you come to guitar?
Oh, yeah, I was 9 years old, and my father had the idea that we should, me and my brother, we should go and, to the local music school and start music. At the beginning, I wasn't really a fan of this idea, but afterwards, yeah, I liked it, and I chose guitar. I don't know why. I just chose guitar. And I was having classical guitar lessons for like 4 years. I was playing, you know, all this Bach, all this classical music, and afterwards, rock and metal came into my life, and I switched to the electric guitar, so I could play all the riffs that I wanted.
Yeah, and how rock and metal came to your life? Who was the bands or the guitarists that? What was your guitar heroes?
Okay. I think the first band that inspired me, like really inspired me to play music more seriously and to dream about me playing on stage is Scorpions. Sure. Nowadays I don't really listen to Scorpions. I still like them, but I remember back in the day that I was listening to Scorpion songs and I was doing air guitar and I was imagining myself, you know, playing these songs or other songs on stage. Scorpions really inspired me. I remember going in the record store every Saturday morning to get one Scorpions album. So one Scorpions album at a time until I had them all. But yeah, later on, you know, I started studying music because I decided that I wanted to be a professional musician. Many other things inspired me and all this. Regarding metal, some bands that how can I say that, that inspired me about the sound that I wanted to play was bands like Catatonia, some bands like In Flames, you know, that I really like their sound and their playing. So during my my early adulthood, I was really into this type of music. So that inspired me regarding the sound that I want to produce with my guitar in the metal region.
Joe Luciano, Tunisian band and Tunisian singer. Great music, fresh, modern, punchy. It's kind of the sun influenced by In Flames. Here it is.
We just said that. Yeah. I mean, both me and Alexi, the other guitar player, we're huge fan of In Flames, and especially the early to mid era. We really like their guitar work. We really, really love In Flames. And our guitar work, if you want, are somehow inspired by In Flames and other bands, but In Flames too, yeah.
Yeah. And what the guitarist that influences you now?
Right now, it's not a metal guitarist, but if we want to discuss about metal guitarists, I would say a guy that has passed away, which is our Architects guitarist. Tom Searle. Yeah. He did a phenomenal job with Architects, and I think he pushed this kind of music a step further guitar wise. Another guitarist that I would say, if I had to choose two, would be Akil Kaney from Tesseract. Tesseract is one of my favorite bands, and their guitar work is a lot different to Architects, but they've inspired me a lot. Even in Inertia, even in this album, I've got inspired by Tesseract's guitar work as well.
Yeah, Thanos Papas drums and Alexis brother has sung on stage with them. I think it's Alexi who make the artworks now. Is it?
No. It's Achilleas, Alexis' brother. Okay. I think Alexis' brother, our guitarist's brother, has sung at an In Flames live show one song with them. If I remember correctly, this is what happened. They put him on stage so that he could sing one song. If I remember correct, that's what he means.
Okay. And now it's we remember that May 14th, here it is, the album Inertia, and fabulous cover. There's it's a trademark mark with Scare of the Sun, this kind of artwork cover, patchwork.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's something that reminds all the, it's the cover give an idea of all the songs of the album, about the lyrics and the atmosphere.
Yeah, actually, the all the artworks are made by Achilleas Gatsopoulos, which from the very first day he's in charge of our visual presentation, from the artworks to the videos to how we look on stage to everything. And if you take a look at all our artworks, you'll see that they have things in common, and that's something that I like, to be honest. The artwork, apart from that, it's very beautiful, I have to admit. It's related to the lyrics in two ways. The first way is that if you notice, all the titles are scientific related. So if you see the artwork, you might see, science around it and physics around it and all this. So both the lyrics and the artwork are scientific influenced, if you want. And at the same time, we see a figure, that figure of the woman that you can see in all of our artworks, that they are a symbol that that we're really keen on using. And in this particular album, the symbol, as in the video that we saw in the beginning, it's the same symbol. In my eyes, it symbolizes the biggest part of society and the biggest part of humanity, and you know, the oppression that the biggest part of humanity are having to cope with. And in the end, as the woman in the video rose up, that's what we dream of doing as well. So yeah, the artwork in this manner has a very strong relationship with the lyrics as well, because the lyrics are socially and politically related. We talk about Terry's actually has written lyrics that talk about you know, social reality and what we are experience as citizens of these countries, but as citizens of the world at the same time.
In the video clip, you know, the woman and all the atmosphere make me remind, you know, Greece mythology, you know,
exactly
Zeus and you know, all the
and actually this symbolism that the gods and these mythical creatures, if you want, and one pure symbol, that's the woman, and their relationship, the creatures oppressing the more pure figure. And we had more or less the same structure in our previous album video, which was Among Waters and Giants, where you can see again the same relationship between the woman and those mythical creatures. But I think Achilleas, which is Achilleas Gatsopoulos, the guy that is doing the visual work for us and very good friend of us, he's very influenced, I think, about this work by mythology and all this. Yeah, so you're spot on.
The artwork will look really good in the vinyl, guys.
It's a very, it's a piece of art, you know. I see that, and like you say, you can tell that it's a piece of art. It's not, you know, just a cover, an album cover. It's a piece of art, and you know, even the booklet inside has so many beautiful details. And I think on vinyl, it's going to be larger and more beautiful. So we're very happy about that as well.
Yeah. And the pity is that when you have an album that is going, you know, on May 14th, and you can't defend this album on stage.
That's the bad timing, if you want. But we hope that with the vaccinations and people, you know, getting vaccinated, and maybe during next season, we hope that we will be able to do something. We are prepared and we're ready to do it. And things are not on our hands. What we have to do is to get vaccinated and try to get this, you know, over, to let this thing belong to the past. I don't know if it will happen, to be honest, but we're hoping. We are ready to play. Whenever someone tells us, you play tomorrow, we are ready, we're going to do it. But we have to see if it's allowed and under which circumstances. But indeed, it's a pity if we don't play that album next season live. We're going to play it afterwards if that doesn't happen, but it's really pity to lose that momentum and not being able to perform this, because we're really proud of this album, yeah.
Yeah, but you're composing a new album. I heard Terry saying.
Yeah. We are in the process. We are in the process. That doesn't mean that that we don't like to play this one live. You know, we in every album we feel that an album should do, it's, you know, should have a decent period of time, like its release, then we should do a bunch of tours to promote it. So that's the circle of an album's life. And that's what we want to do things. Hopefully we will do it for Inertia as well.
Yeah. I wrote today a news that in October there will be there's a festival with Metallica on headline for two. It's a 4-day festival, so it could be, I think, 7, 8, 9, 10 October. You know, in the States. So okay. maybe there's a hope. I don't know.
Maybe there's a hope. Yeah, you know, maybe people would go in with negative tests, or vaccinated people would go in, or somehow it will make it work. You know, we'll just have to wait and see. But I'm optimistic. It will happen somehow.
Yeah, in Greece in the last summer there wasn't any concerts. Nothing.
As far as I know, no. Actually, we had this big first lockdown for like 2 months, and then the restrictions got more. They loosened the restrictions because we have a lot of tourists. So tourists should visit the country, and we should have income as after. After that, I think during this period there were some theater plays, there were some you could go to an open air cinema and stuff like that, but with very restricted number of people. Now that I think of it, some shows could happen, but in an open air environment and with limited number of people.
Okay, I hope with this vaccine we are going to out of this nightmare, and hope that we will be alive when the concert will be come back.
exactly, and hopefully we play it in Isia. I don't know. We've never been there. I would love to visit that country and play your ouds, and try your ouds and your traditional instruments. We really can't wait to play in Tunisia and everywhere else.
You, if you come to Tunisia, there's a Tunisian oud, you know, it's a Tunisian special, not like the oriental oud like you know.
That's what I like to hear, that's what I like to know about.
There's a Tunisian specific oud, and there's a metal scene, and I invite you to go to Zanzana channel and go to Tunisian playlist, you know, Tunisian metal bands playlist, and you can hear some Tunisian bands, you know. Yeah.
Great.
Last summer in Tunisia, there were concerts, you know, about Tunisian with Tunisian bands, not a band that came from abroad, there was,
Some
bands. Yeah. So, May 14th.
May 14th.
Yeah. It's you're all waiting. What are you waiting? What is your expectation about this day?
I don't know. Me personally, I really expect that more people will listen to the album than the past, because we've signed with Napalm Records, and we have a very supportive team along us, working on the same direction and being on the same page. And they've been very supportive, and I believe that our audience now is bigger. So I'm really hoping that we're going to meet this new audience's expectations. And I would love to hear, you know, how people feels about our new album. That's what I expect. I'm hoping that people will like the album. I kind of believe that they will like it. And for people that they already know Scar of the Sun, I think they will realize that the band has taken a step further in their musical path. So that's what I expect.
Did you notice that there's something changed by signing with Napalm? So maybe, I don't know, tour managers now try to contact you more, more medias, more fans.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, we, as a band, from the very beginning, we try to make careful steps in our journey. And, you know, we always wanted, because we do so much effort in our music, for the quality of our music and the quality of sound and how we will present ourselves, where we'll play, which tour we'll do, you know, all this stuff. We were, you know, managing all this stuff on our own. So we were, you know, we needed a label that's more experienced, that's bigger, to help us towards this direction. And even if we have great relationship with Scarlet Records, which is our previous record label, we really, really feel that Napalm Records is a, it's, you know, it's a step up, it's a different level. We have people really caring about the band and really caring about the band's image and band's album. That's why we do more media work. We do more interviews. We showcase our album and our work to Napalm's audience. So that's something very important, right? And apart from that, of course, you know, working with a label like this kind of proves that you are a band that has taken seriously what you do and that you've put so much effort into accomplishing that thing. And that's more like a guarantee for tour managers, as you say, and other people around the music industry to actually notice you and work with you, because they realize that, okay, if they are in Napalm Records, they're doing something seriously, and they're, you know, they've taken some steps already, so they're ready, you know, for the bigger step, and Napalm really helps us towards this direction. Apart from the fact that we have a supportive team about the release, about the media, about the press, about anything. So it's a step up, and we really hope that, you know, the people that found out about us will like the album and come see us, come watch us live when they can, you know.
Of course. And how about the Greek, the metalheads from Greece? Your audience in Greece, did it grow?
Well, I don't have a clear picture about that right now. But you know, we are a small country, and we, you know, as I told you before, the metalheads are not like millions. They might be billions, but you know, we're not an extraordinary you know, audience. So everyone, I think that everyone in the country that that is in metal music kind of knows about the band, I believe. I hope that they will like the new album as well. Yeah.
I think that the metal is not very, very huge in Greece because of, you know, Septic Flesh, I don't know, Gus G, a great guitarist, exactly. And in Nota now with a drummer with Nervosa, it's something very huge. Well, what's happening?
As I told you before, given given the population of the country and the number of people involved into metal music, we've produced a very good number of bands and artists. As you said, Rotting Christ, Septic Flesh, Firewind, Suicidal Angels, all these bands.
I think on Third Saleh, I think it's Greece. On Third Saleh. On Thorns I Lay.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too, yes.
Yeah, but, 20 years ago, yeah, very big band.
But yeah, given the numbers, we've produced a lot of metal artists. But the thing is that we don't have, you know, a huge Greek metal audience, so that we, you know, that can support all this thing, you know. That's why every Greek metal artist or metal band, we really want to play abroad and to broaden our audience and all this, because, in countries like Germany, like the Scandinavian countries and all this, they have metal more inside their tradition. And that means that the industry of those countries regarding the metal is bigger. So you have more to offer and more to earn by playing and presenting yourself in those countries than in a small country in Eastern Europe that's not that much of that doesn't have a huge metal audience.
Are you musician from Greece, you know, metal musician, are you like a family, or is there's did you give it advices to each others? Are you close to each others?
Yeah, I believe now, maybe the previous decades, it would be like a family, like maybe in the 80s or in the early 90s, you know, there would be 50 of people, you know, playing extreme metal. So we're like a family. But nowadays, I think you can't know all of those people. So you can't really be like friends and like families. But it's like every other country scene. You know some people, you are friends with some people, you don't know some others. But we as a band, we stay positive into, you know, contributing to this Greek scene. We're very positive about it. Even if we have friends, like we Farwind, they're friends of ours. Septic Flesh, they're friends of ours. Terry is their sound engineer. So yeah, we have friends, but at the same time, we don't know anyone that's playing metal in the country. But we're very positive about lifting the whole scene up. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Greg. It was a very big pleasure talking with you.
It is my pleasure as well. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much for this interview.
And you're welcome.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much. And I can't wait to visit Tunisia and introduce me to this Tunisian oud that you said.
Yeah. You have to come. Exactly. I think that you play Arabic music some way.
Yeah, lately I'm using the guitar in a more Arabic way. Yes, that's what I do. It's very interesting. It took me like 20 years to to realize that I could play something like this. But now I'm in love with this. I really like it. I don't know if it will make it to Scar of the Sun's next album. But that's what I do right now. For now, we have Inertia. We are, focused on this release and share this piece of work with the audience.
Yeah, let's, here it is, Inertia. Here it is, so May 14th. Thank you very much. It was a big pleasure talking with you, and hope to see you on stage.
Yeah, hope to see you soon and on stage. Thank you very much, Karim. Thank you very much, Karim. Have a nice night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Zanzana, l'émission métal.